Latest figures show the country is fast approaching 1,000 COVID-related deaths. There are more than 53,000 active cases in the community, and the total of recorded cases is now well over 1 million. The Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, says the number of cases currently being reported is likely to be half of the true number. So with these numbers, do we need stricter measures to tackle the virus? Joining us now is Te Punaha Matatini contagion modeller, Dr. Dion O'Neill. Kia ora, good morning to you.
Morena.
Where do you put us in this pandemic currently? Are we needing tougher restrictions, or are we just working our way out the end of it?
And it may be a case of not so much needing tougher restrictions, but needing maybe better messaging about the restrictions that we do have and the tools that we have in place at the moment. And maybe that might mean also a little bit of support and help for people to follow some of those restrictions.
What's the key message there?
Well, so things like, and take mask wearing as an example of something that's relatively low cost, it's low impact, it's something that as individuals we're all able to do. There's a lot of people out there who are wearing masks. A lot of them aren't wearing them that well. They're wearing them over their mouth and not over their nose, for example. So a little bit of messaging and communication saying, hey, this is an airborne disease. What you want, the purpose of wearing a mask isn't to cover your mouth. You don't get it by seeing someone's mouth. You don't get COVID by seeing someone's mouth. You get COVID by breathing in some air that's recently been in the lungs of a person who is infectious. And so wear your mask in a way that it's acting as an effective filter. So that sort of messaging helps people to stay safe.
Are you worried that there is fatigue around the restrictions in general, that masks slowly start to fade away as part of the cultural norm as people just continually get sort of normalised with the way things are at the moment?
There will be a little bit of that, and it is fair that people will be feeling fatigue about this. We've been dealing with a pandemic for a long time. It is going to be fatiguing. On the other hand, something that's really fatiguing is recovering from COVID and people having long COVID, and post-viral syndromes are a classic disease that leaves people fatigued. So if you think the fatigue's bad from wearing a mask, imagine what it is from that post-viral syndrome.
So we know we've had well over 1 million reported. Do you think it could be double that, in fact, or even more?
Yeah, so I'm based partly on looking at what we've seen in overseas locations where people have done infection prevalence surveys, and partly based on the modelling that tells us, look, in order to get this many cases growing at this rate, we'd expect there to be actually this many infections in the background. We'd think that probably by this point, around half of the population, very roughly, has been infected. So that estimate of double the number of confirmed cases is possibly a little bit on the low side, somewhere around that, a factor of 2 to 3.
And do you expect the other half of the population to get it?
No, not necessarily. Part of that is going to be the people who haven't got COVID so far. They're going to be the people who have been taking more precautions than other people. And so almost by definition, if they are able to be more take better precautions and they can keep those up, they can continue to be the people who don't get COVID if they're up to date with all their vaccinations and boosters and things like that. So,
but for how long? Because, I mean, you know, this could, you could still get it, what, in a year's time? Presumably it's going to be sloshing around.
Yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely a marathon, not a sprint. But then also, on the other hand, people who have had COVID, we know that reinfection is an issue. We know that new variants evade immunity from previous variants, from infection by previous variants. And so it almost becomes a game then of many people are going to get COVID. You'd like to get it as few times as possible. So it's not just a case of once and done. It's once and then potentially a few months later again. So if you're not taking those protections and precautions the first time round and you continue to not, you are going to be likely to get COVID again. So we'd like people to avoid that as well. We'd like people to stay healthy and stay out of hospital.
Absolutely. Kia ora, thank you very much for that. Dr. Dion O'Neill there, Te Punaha Matatini, contagion modeller.